Hi, and welcome to the LAFPI's podcast series. My name is Allison Mead. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Jane Anderson. Jane is an actress, playwright, screenwriter, and director. Her plays have been produced off-Broadway and in theaters around the country, including Arena Stage, Actors Theater of Louisville, the McCarter Theater, Long Wharf, ACT, the Geffen Playhouse, and the Pasadena Playhouse. She won the 2008 Ovation Award for Best New Play for The Quality of Life and the 2001 Ovation Award for Looking for Normal. She's also won an Emmy, a Penn Award, a Writers Guild Award, and a Peabody for her work in film and television. Her screenwriting credits include How to Make an American Quilt, It Could Happen to You, and the prize winner of Defiance, Ohio, which she also directed. Her newest play, The Escort, is opening at the Geffen Playhouse, so it's very exciting to speak with Jane Anderson today. Welcome.
Thank you.
I love that The Escort is about sex. It's very graphic. It's very raunchy sex. It's not polite, and it gets into some pretty uncomfortable areas for people. So I really wondered what drew you to the subject matter to begin with.
Well, my last play, The Quality of Life, basically was about death, cancer, destruction by fire of your home, a child being murdered, and suicide. So I thought I really wanted to lighten it up this time. So I thought, oh, screw it, I'm going to write about sex.
I believe it started as a commission for the Geffen, but how did the play develop? I wondered if there were stage readings or if you went on in with a completed piece.
Having a commission is very important for me as a playwright, because I also work in film and television, and the paycheck is very alluring. It's hard for me to carve out time to devote several months of productive writing time for a play. And a commission is a wonderful way for me to get started. What I love about the Geffen is that they're infinitely patient. Not only do they understand that I have other professional obligations, but they also understand that a good play needs to cook.
Mm.
And when you have a commission, as a writer, you often feel compelled to get a script out in order to fulfill an obligation, and often the script is a bit shallow because you just want to get it out. The good part about the Geffen is they give me time to dig deep. And then I had an initial reading of the very raw version of the script, and the play wasn't completely solved, but everybody there, Amy Levinson, the dramaturg, and Randy Arney, the artistic director, they understand process. So what they said to me was, we know what you're doing, keep going. And we need that as writers because it's such a delicate, terrifying, insecure process that we need outside cheerleaders to battle the own critics in our heads.
Okay. I think that's really great because a lot of people who are listening probably will not have had a commission, so to have that kind of information is really key for them.
Well, what I say to writers who don't get to have a commission or they don't have a theater that's a home, mm-hmm. and a theater that will encourage your work, what I say to those writers is, you have to create your own friendly circle. And that circle is either a writer's group that you go to and they say, yes, yes, we know what you're doing. We encourage you, keep going with this idea. Or I used to take extension courses at UCLA where there would be a wonderful teacher who would say, yes, this is great. You need to fill this out. You're on the right track, or I think you're off the track, so try this. Or what I've done, I've developed my own group inside my head that says it's okay to write a crappy first draft. You will get there.
And that's probably pretty key across the board,
It's really key. It's key with my work in when I write a film script or a movie of the week script. It's key whenever. We are our own worst critics. And especially if you've been at it for a while and every playwright gets a bad review. And I've had some of my best plays closed by one bad critic. And I never read those reviews because I know that it will crush my creative impulse. But I'm still very aware of the ultimate smash, the ultimate thumb coming down from the sky and saying, sorry, this play doesn't work for me, I'm going to kill it, and you won't get another production. And that happens in the theater. And my feeling is that nobody, critic, parent, bad teacher, jealous friend, your own bad judge, nobody should ever, ever stop you from writing another play.